This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Carter Sutton. Episode number 1163 is here. Our topic today is Hero. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot Door AI.
Okay, let's get to it. The Heroic Imagination Project empowers the voices of the world's silent heroes by using research and education networks to foster heroic imagination in everyone, and then empower ordinary people of all ages and nations to perform extraordinary feats. Elaine Kinsella and her colleagues identified 12 key features of heroism, which consist of courage, self-confidence, courage to protect and save others, and courage in the face of adversity. We are just beginning to distinguish heroism scientifically from other concepts and what makes a hero. There are 22 common traits that people of all ages, races, ethnicities, genders, sexual orientation, gender identities and sexual orientation, as well as other human traits, should have in common. The first step is to make a public statement on your website, declaring that you are ready to be a hero. In waiting, you don't have the recipe to create a hero yet, but you may have some clues based on the stories of inspiring heroes. Based on your knowledge of heroism, make a list of examples of heroes who acted heroically as children, rather than being bullied. Take a look at the heroic muscles that have contributed to their development, such as courage, self-control and courage. You can also create a story of your own hero, in waiting order, or at least a good example of the hero how you must behave, based on the clues in the story about the inspired hero. When you have survived a disaster or personal trauma, you are more aware of the situation, and the more educated you are, the more likely you are to be a hero. The more you consider yourself a hero or a volunteer, the greater your chances of being the hero. In waiting, in achievement, it becomes an act of achievement, bringing people into the right circumstances, with the necessary tools to transform compassion into heroic action. Help us build on these insights and launch a program that aims to learn more about heroism and create the hero of tomorrow. The film tells the story of how an anonymous hero in ancient China defeated three rivals. The title song, Hero Ying Shang, composed by Zhang Yadong and Lin Shi, is sung by Fei Wang. As Joseph Campbell explains in his book, The Hero's Journey, the work illustrates several themes that unite the hero's story and apply to heroes representing completely different cultures and beliefs. The Dragon Net is not the protagonist, but he is a reformed villain, and sometimes, like Ulysses, he is cunning and wise in his advice. Heroes do not usually add much subtlety to their actions, motivations or even personality. I tend to stand by Marvel, which is known for being the best because they suck at being good. They are well nuanced, they are good at behaving well, and in some cases even better than their heroes, but the heroism is undermined in one important respect, and that's not get a girl chick. At first I wasn't thrilled with the idea, but later I decided to become a hero, so I ended up as a lancer instead. For one reason or another, we are talking about a man who preaches the idea of responsibility, who, in the name of justice and morality, is pushing the boundaries and who is able to win the support of his friends, family, colleagues, workers, friends of friends. He hates seeing people suffer and wants to help everyone, but is determined to defend humanity and destroy its enemies. Simbardo discusses the psychology of evil and heroism and why good people sometimes become bad and how we can encourage more people to do heroic deeds. Read this essay, The Banality of Heroism, which explores the conditions that can foster heroism and evil. The most important finding of my research on heroism to date has been that the same situations that fuel people's hostile imagination to turn them into villains also inspire heroic imagination in other people and make them perform heroic deeds. The antagonist, on the other hand, could kidnap someone close to the hero and rob him, but without the villain's intervention, he could see that something was missing and set out to find it. He is a seeker. While the hero possesses all the positive qualities listed above, they degenerate into Marty and Stu. The inner hero is also possessed, and when he is put into action, he is able to be extremely kind to others. This is a key principle of heroism, and the hero is not only most effective, but in a network. The secret, silent heroes are those who do their own thing and do not put themselves in danger to help someone in need or to defend a moral cause. They are the heroes who are not alone, but within the network or in the midst of a group. Episode 1163 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Carter Sutton. Adios.